Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here's my review of Long Day's Journey into Night. Long Day's Journey into Night by Eugene O'Neill, directed by Michael Patrick Thornton at the Gift Theater. O'Neill's masterpiece in good hands at Gift Theater. Who would have ever thought that on the northwest side of Chicago, that a stellar production of the 20th century classic play by one of the master playwrights would occur? Their Long Day's Journey into Night, which is number 5 on my list of the 25 significant American plays that everyone should see, is a major achievement for the Gift Theater Company. For a small storefront theater to attempt to do a 4-act, 3-hour and 45-minute tragedy seems a stretch unless you realize that the Gift Theater, under the leadership and craftsmanship of Michael Patrick Thornton, is capable of producing quality shows. Eugene O'Neill would tip his hat to this production. It's that good. The Gift's intimate space adds depth to O'Neill's family tragedy that features the Tyrones, a family in despair, as they seem to be doomed and trapped in their dark past, where fears, addictions, and habits dominate the present. Written in 1941, but only produced after O'Neill's death in 1956, Long Day's Journey into Night is set in 1912 in the Tyrone summer home in New London, Connecticut. This most autobiographical play deals with the nature of love, where each person loves more than hates the other family members. The play has no plot and features a day in the life of a dysfunctional family. It is a marvelously talky exposition of past events that the characters can't seem to escape from. Anyone who loves outstanding rich dialogue, as I do, will cherish O'Neill's language. We meet James Tyrone, which the retired former actors whose stinginess and obsession with acquiring land together with his hard drinking makes him difficult to live with. His wife Mary, played by Alexandria Main, is a morphine addict after a difficult childbirth. She lives in the past as she recalls how she left the convent and put aside her piano as she fell in love with the dashing actor James. Jamie, played by John Kelly Conley, is the oldest son who is a failed thespian who lives for alcohol and whores, while Edmund, played by Brendan Donaldson, is a wandering seaman and poet. Could be the voice of O'Neill, who knows, who suffers from consumption, which is what we call today tuberculosis. Covering one full day, the play features much talk about how the simmering disconsonants affect each family member. We realize that despite long arguments and much dark humor, the family can't seem to be capable of communicating with one another. Example, no one has the guts to deal with and to face Mary's morphine addiction, or Jamie's drinking, or Edmund's illness. What strikes us after we engage with O'Neill's enticing language from the terrific cast is O'Neill's non-judgmental, unbiased assessment of each character. Each are presented not as good or evil, but as flawed and deeply human people whose love for one another wins out over their immense dislikes for one another. From James's fear of poverty that makes him a miser, to Mary's struggle with morphine, to the son's drinking and lack of purpose in their lives, we see emerging from all the rancor that love does indeed prevail in the Tyrone family, despite all being trapped in the past. It is really a long journey into the past that eventually becomes tragic. You'd be hard-pressed to find 4 finer performances than Gary Wingert, Brendan Donaldson, John Kelly Conley, and Alexandria Main gave here. Each had their strong, eloquent moments, with Alexandria Main delivering a fabulously rich, almost mesmerizing interpretation of Mary as the delusional addict. Director Michael Patrick Thornton kept the pace moving so that the flow built dramatic tension and masked the show's actual length. With intoxicating theater, time becomes meaningless. Kudos to the craftsmanship of the folks at the Gift Theater for nailing a classic. It is a wonderful experience to spend an evening enjoying beautiful language, played marvelously in an intimate setting. My rating for this show? Highly recommended. It's Long Day's Journey into Night by Eugene O'Neill. It's at the Gift Theater, which is 4802 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. The running time is 3 hours 45 minutes with intermission. For more information, call 773-283-7071. That's 773-283-7071. Thank you for listening, and go see a play this week.